This week's reading is called Shoftim, which means judges. In between all the commandments that appear in this particular parsha, there's one specific commandment about a king. The Torah says in Hebrew, Som tasim alecha melech, you should put on top of you a king. And the Torah explains what a king should do, what kind of person has to be, and what kind of life he has to live, not too many horses and not too many wives and so on. Okay, that's about a king. The Torah gives a commandment to have a king. But then, when the Jewish people actually entered the land of Israel and they didn't have a king, they just had judges. There's a whole book called Judges and many stories of judges. And then the last judge, so to speak, came up, Shemuel, that was his name, and the people asked him for a king. We want a king just like everybody else. That's what they said. And Shmuel got very angry about this. Really, he didn't like it. And he spent the whole night praying to God. What is this people doing? What do you need a king for? And so on. And God basically told him, look, don't worry. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. So get over it. Put for them a king. And God told him, he was a prophet, of course, judge and a prophet, Shmuel. And God told him who was going to be the king, whose name was Shaul. He was the first king, and then other kings came, and so on. So we learned from there that a king has to be appointed by a prophet, that we already know he's a big prophet, and so on. And then the kingship is passed from father to son, and so on. Or interrupted, like in the case of Shaul, and then David HaMelech came, King David, there was somebody else in the middle, but Mephibosheth, whatever. That's the story. Go read it, so to speak. But there's a question on this story. If it is actually a commandment on our Torah reading, Shoftim, to have a king, why did Shaul get so angry when the people asked for a king? And God told him, don't worry, they're rejecting me. It's nothing. Don't take it personally. It's not against you. Why did Shmuel take it so personal? And the answer is, one explanation at least, there are two aspects of a king. There's an aspect of a king that he's a ruler. He has power. And he knows tactics. And he knows how to deal actually with the country and so on. That's the type of king that the Jewish people actually did not need. They didn't need that. Because they had a different type of quote-unquote king. There's an image of a king that is actually the image of God in the earth. That he knows a lot about Torah, and he knows he has a very spiritual high level. His soul is the soul of the people, just like the Torah says in many places, actually, that the leader of the Jewish people is like the Jewish people, and he actually is the head of the Jewish people, and so on. Parenthesis, actually, the word Rebbe, it's written in Hebrew with three letters, Reish, Beis, Yud, which is Rosh Bnei Israel in Hebrew, is the head of the Jewish people. That's a Rebbe. That's what it means, a leader, a true leader. It's the head of the Jewish people, just like the head deals with the whole body and takes care of every single cell around the body and so on. The same thing is about a Rebbe. And this applies to Jews and non-Jews. Interesting. The Rebbe, our Rebbe, he used to take care of non-Jews also. So let's close parentheses. That's a leader. So there are two aspects. There's one aspect that is like a military thing. Like a very technical thing, how to deal with the country. And there's another aspect, which is to show God in the world, to bring down godliness into the world, to be an image of godliness. When the Jewish people asked Shmuel for a king, they said to him, we want a king just like everybody else. All the peoples, all the nations around us, we want a king just like everybody else. And Shmuel got very angry. Why do you need a king like this? You don't need this. You can have a very much high type of king. You can have a king which is an image of God in the earth. You can have a king to bring godliness into the world. Why do you ask me for a king just like everybody else? The other kings of the other nations do not bring God into the world. They're dealing with their own passions and their own stupidity and so on. Like we learn about Eglon. Eglon was the king of Moab. He was really fat. Why? Because he ate and he ate it just indulge himself in passions of this world, mundane things. That was his life. Now, that's why Shmuel got very angry. And that's why God answered him, wait, they're not rejecting you as a leader. They're rejecting me as God. because they don't want to bring me down into the world. That's the story, and that's the explanation. Maybe an application of this story, how can we actually take it to life? There are two ways in which we can serve God, in which we can put God on top of us as a king, as the real king. There's one way that we do things just like a ruler. Okay, God is going to punish you if you don't do what he says, and you will see what it, and so on, blah, blah, blah. That's one way of dealing with your relationship with God. That would be like the king, you know, not so much godliness. You're just afraid of him, and you're just trembling because you're going to be punished. And then there's another type of king. Your relationship to God can be one of love, one of awe, one of wanting to actually see God and get him revealed in this world, which is the reason why he created the whole world, to have a dwelling place in this life, in this earth. So that's maybe one way of applying, so to speak, these two ways of a king to our own lives. And the question for each one of us should be, what type of relationship do I have with God? Like a ruler or like my father in heavens?